This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Personal Development Channel. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Nancy Irwin, a Los Angeles-based therapist and clinical hypnotist and the author of the nonfiction U-Turn, Changing Direction in Midlife, a collection of over 40 stories of people over 40 chronicles successful transitions in people's personal and or professional lives. As a former stand-up comedian and opera singer, Dr. Irwin knows a thing or two about change. Her book shares true stories from a variety of people and also includes professional tips on navigating change at any age. What can't she do? And Dr. Irwin, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Plenty, yes, dear Spank. Unfortunately, there are plenty of things I can't do, starting with math.
Good to have you back, Dr. Irwin, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you in these regards. Now, for starters, what is a U-turn, as you spell it, Y-O-U, U-turn?
Well, we all know what a U-turn is in our automobile, right? Well, there's those of us who chose, some didn't choose, it was done by default, to have a U-turn in life. They saw that something wasn't working out, they veered off, or life kind of turned them around for them. So the stories in this book are divided into the two halves, those who changed by choice, like me, and those who changed by default. Default meaning someone divorced them, or the company laid them off or fired them, or unfortunately they had an accident or disease that made them reinvent for various reasons. And then there are those of us who were just a little bored, maybe not fulfilled, just thought it wasn't really a fit anymore. And that was me. So I was 44 when I made my U-turn, and I spell it just so listeners will hear it's actually a visual. It's U-turn, Y-O-U, turn, because you make the turn and the change in your life.
A clever title as well. Now, what made you want to change or take a detour in your life?
Well, it's actually a great story. You know, I was a professional stand-up comic for several years, and I was here in Los Angeles. I started in New York City, and then when I came out here in 1994, because I heard Hollywood needed more blondes, I did well. I had a modicum of success. I was staff MC at the Melrose Improv. But I was, you know, when you're a comic, you only work about 30 minutes a day. So I was bored, had a lot of time on my hands. So I started volunteering for a shelter for sexually abused teenagers. It absolutely waked up the healer in me, and that prompted me to go back to school and complete my doctorate in psychology, and I now work predominantly in the field of trauma, sexual abuse prevention and healing, as well as addictions.
Now, I'd be curious, was there any specific defining moment when it was blindingly clear what path you were to take?
You know, there was a moment I had just this very real connection with one of the kids at the shelter. And it took a few weeks, a few months. You know, I was working with the kids by day, doing the clubs at night. And this one little girl's face just absolutely pulled me in. She had these enormous eyes. She was 11 years old, living on the streets, performing sexual favors for men about three and four times her age, bringing the money back to her mother who lived on the street to support her crack habit. And if she didn't bring back enough in a given day, her mother would put out her lit cigarettes on the girl's arms and legs. And after all of that, this little girl had it so together in the resiliency department that she wanted to improve, turn her life around, go to a normal high school, on to college, and be what she wanted to be when she grew up. And I was like, oh, my God, here I've been living my life worrying about how my hair looks, what producers in the audience to give me a pilot. And these are kids who are suicidal. They're strung out. They're impregnated by their pimps or God knows who. And they still want something more in life. And I'm like, boy, if she can turn her life around, so can I. So I became fascinated with trauma, if you will. And haven't turned back. I'm still enjoying being on that pattern. I shouldn't say I enjoy trauma, but you know the survivability of the human spirit is absolutely fascinating to me. And every person who comes to my office or clinic and wants to change and make a U-turn somehow, whether it's with their addictions and their health, or their profession or their personal lives. My hat is off to them, and hopefully my making a U-turn in middle age will show them it's never, ever too late to live a life that you love.
And that is so, so true. Now, did you have any negative or limiting beliefs or obstacles to overcome?
I'm a pretty positive person by nature, but I guess the main negative limiting beliefs I had were, oh my gosh, how old am I going to be when I'm finished? Will I be successful? Will there be enough money? Can I make it? Because I was single, supporting myself, working full-time and going to school full-time. And some days were, the days were very, very long, and some of them were harder. But I chose to let those beliefs go because that's a dead end. And I chose to turn them around and to, wait a minute, if you just follow your heart and are driven by your passion, because I was in love with psychology and studying it, if you just trust that, you know there'll be a happy ending. And it just worked out, and I, you know, finished school, set up my private practice, and, you know, couldn't be happier.
And that's awesome to hear. Today we are with Dr. Nancy Irwin, a Los Angeles-based therapist and clinical hypnotist and the author of the nonfiction U-Turn, Changing Direction in Midlife, a collection of over 40 stories of people over 40, chronicles of successful transitions in people's personal and or professional lives here on eHealth Radio's Personal Development Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Continuing on, Dr. Irwin, how did you change your programming and how long did that take?
Well, great question. When I was, here's the deal, as a comic, I ran across hypnotists in comedy clubs all the time. And I'd roll my eyes just thinking it was some cute, funny entertainment thing. But when I started studying, you know, working on my doctorate in psychology, you naturally cover therapeutic hypnosis, which I didn't even know existed. And I was like, oh, I got to stop rolling my eyes. This is actually so empowering one-on-one for a very real goal. So I enrolled in the finest hypnosis school in the land, and that's the Hypnosis Motivation Institute in Tarzana. Did that in my last year of my doctorate, which I don't recommend two schools at once, but it worked out because everything dovetailed together. But anyway, during the course of that, I was able to see how the subconscious gets programmed with negative beliefs. So I was able to unplug from the negative ones and plug into the positive, empowering beliefs that say, yeah, I do deserve to complete this, set up a healthy practice, and have a life that I love. So hypnosis helped me, yes, absolutely, to make that U-turn.
Also, Dr. Irwin, I would be curious to know if you had a support system in place, anything to help you along with that transition.
Well, I was single, so in many ways it was, I was doing it all on my own, but I do have, my parents have passed away now, but at the time I did this, which was in 2003, I had both my parents who were very supportive. I have three sisters, and their mates were very supportive. And I have a whole slew of friends who were very, very supportive and encouraging. A lot of them were in disbelief because some of them, frankly, were plugged into the belief that, well, how old are you going to be when you finish this? And I just got to the point where I'd say, well, same age I'll be if I don't. Which kind of called them to a higher level of knowing, yeah, you're never too late to make a positive change in your life.
No question about that. And also, what kept you going? I'm sure when the times were a little difficult there in the transition, what kept you going and not give up?
Well, day by day, I was just so in love with what I was studying that I just trusted that, and I didn't even really know, well, of course, in the beginning, I did not know I was going to become a hypnotherapist as well as a psychologist, but I just trusted, since I was on my path, studying what I loved, that the answer would be revealed to me at the right time, and it did. So it was day by day, week by week, month by month, book by book, thesis by thesis, just quarter by quarter, and just staying focused and trying to use my day job to glean transferable skills. Because a lot of people, when they're creating a new path, they really have resentment. Oh, I hate this job. I have the worst boss in the world. And I always caution them, if that's what you're focusing on, you're probably going to recreate something very similar. You'll make a lateral move at best or something worse. So I started focusing on all that I could be learning. from this man who really had nothing to do with psychology, but again, everything is a transferable skill. And when I got out and started, you know, creating my business, went into private practice, people were amazed at how quickly I built it, not because I'm so smart, but because unconsciously working for him, very successful CEO, I was mastering his skills of sales and marketing. So I was sort of waxing on, waxing off that whole time. So this is why I caution people, bless the job you have, be grateful for it, knowing it will carry you to the next one somehow, some way, even if you have no idea what those transferable skills are. They are there.
Another question I'd have looking back, would you do it all over again if you had to?
In a heartbeat. Absolutely, because I really enjoyed the path.
Has been interesting to hear this journey briefly, and I really appreciate your coming out to share. Now, as we conclude, what advice do you have for those considering making a transition in midlife, and any advice to others that are in that fearful stage?
Yeah, I like to get people, you know, unstuck from the struggle gear and moving forward in their life. So what I offer for the book, you know, for those who are fearful and frozen, is, you know what? Change is inevitable. So you can either effect it or accept it.
Well, well said, Dr. Irwin, and has been great to have had you back. Tell us before you go, where can listeners get more information about U-Turn Changing Direction in Midlife?
Absolutely. They can go to my website, which is DrNancyIrwin.com. That's DrNancyIrwin.com. Or they can go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com and just click on U-Turn. Remember, it's Y-O-U because you make that change in your life.
Well, Dr. Irwin, we certainly have enjoyed your visit with us here today. Continued success, and thanks again for joining us here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. Be well.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Dr. Nancy Irwin, a Los Angeles-based therapist and clinical hypnotist and the author of the nonfiction U-Turn, Changing Direction in Midlife, a collection of over 40 stories of people over 40, chronicles of successful transition in people's personal and or professional lives. And for more information in all regards, simply visit drnancyirwin.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Personal Development Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.